Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the words of a worshiper, reading from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, where we read this. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. You see how these verses begin? It's with the word behold. The worshiper is excited about what God has done in his life, and he invites everybody to behold the work of the Lord. He says, I am not my salvation. My good works, my good intentions, my good thoughts do not save me. God is my salvation. Now, many people don't ever feel the need for salvation. They think that their lives are fine, and they come to God now and then for a little help when they feel like they need it. But they never see themselves as drowning men in need of rescue or as hell-destined sinners in need of salvation. But this worshiper's peace and security came from knowing that God is his salvation. When we try to be our own salvation, it's hard to trust and not be afraid. Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The place of peace and trust comes only from seeing our salvation in God and not in ourselves. The worshiper decided to trust and not be afraid. Feelings of trust are different from the decision to trust. We can say to our will, I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is not only the worshiper's salvation, he is also his strength and song. When the Lord is our strength, it means that he is our resource. He is our refuge. We look to him for our needs and we are never unsatisfied. The Lord isn't part of our strength. He is our complete strength. The Lord is also our song. It means that he is our joy, he's our happiness, and we find our purpose and life in him. Jesus promised, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." That's in John chapter 4, verse 14. We can come to Jesus and draw water from the wells of salvation. When water is rare, a well is life. And to have a place where you can continually come and draw forth to meet your need, that's a precious gift. There is not one well of salvation. There are many wells of salvation, as Isaiah tells us. Now, this doesn't mean that there are many ways to be saved, because all those wells draw forth from the same reservoir of salvation, so to speak, and that is Jesus Christ. When we draw from God's wells, there's something for us to do. God calls us to activity, not passivity. We reach out and draw forth what he provides. And because it is all from God, we draw forth from the wells of salvation with joy. There should be no sad faces at the Lord's wells of salvation. Today, draw from what God has provided and do it with joy.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.